Today on The Grave Talks, part two of our conversation about the historic and haunted Eldridge Hotel. In the 1850s, Kansas was a territory, and the battle was raging between the pro-slavery and the anti-slavery factions. In 1855, the Free State Hotel was built in Lawrence, Kansas. There was no doubt about what the hotel represented, and it was burned down the day of its grand opening. It was rebuilt by Colonel Shaler Eldridge. The Eldridge Hotel now stands on that site, and in room 506, the cornerstone from the original Free State Hotel is embedded in the wall. It is said that Colonel Eldridge has never left his beloved hotel. Today on The Grave Talks, a conversation about the historic and haunted Eldridge Hotel in Lawrence, Kansas, with Dennis Sneed. So what has happened to you there then?
Well, to me, and it happened to one of my coworkers, is I keep some speakers in my office that I listen to music on, whatever, and I heard a male voice come through my speakers saying something to the effect of, stop doing that. And I thought, oh, I must have a radio station just tuned in, and I'm going to thinking I would hear more something. And I checked everything. I had nothing running. I had nothing on. I didn't have anything that was making any sound. I had to sit there and wonder. That was really odd. My coworker who does the events, she's had some female voices come through her PA telling her to stop doing that out of nowhere. Those are the minor things that we've had happen. We've had some pretty big things take place.
Well, then now that you've set that up, I have to ask you, what are some of the bigger things?
One of the ones that I particularly like is room 506, locked by the deadbolt from the inside with no one in it. And you can only lock it if someone's in it. And the housekeeping came down and got the GM and said, is someone in 506? We went to clean it and it's locked. And he said, no, no one's in there. I'll let you in. And he went up there. They couldn't get in. It had been locked from the inside. They had to eventually take the door off the hinges to get in.
And there's no way a deadbolt can just lock on its own, number one. But someone would have to be in there to lock it.
That is the story I have heard the GM at the time interviewed, and that's the way he recounts it.
And that's the room where you get quite a bit of activity, because that's the room with the cornerstone that was original to the hotel.
Yeah, and you know, some people would claim that cornerstone is a portal to the other side. And that's why they surmise that there's more than just Colonel Eldridge haunting the hotel.
And when you think about what's happened in that area and the people who died and the fighting and the tragedy and all of the things that happened right there.
Right there. Yeah, right here.
You know, it makes sense that there would be more than him. And and it kind of makes sense to me that he would still be there because he loved it, number one. But it was also, like we've talked about, this hotel really represented freedom. And it represented a very strong, passionate belief that people held. So he's kind of still there to protect it.
Yeah. That is one theory. There's a couple of other characters that seem to show up quite a bit. I understand there's a female, spirit that hangs out in the crystal ballroom, that we've heard of people reporting. People have witnessed, they claim that she walks across the floor, sometimes. Let's see, we've got, shadow person. Now the current GM claims, and she probably doesn't even know about the shadow person, but she claims that she went to go to the restroom and saw a cowboy-like figure standing in the big six. And she thought, that's weird. There's not supposed to be anyone down here. And then when she came back by, there was no one in there. And that's what people refer to as the shadow person. He likes to hang out at the end of the bar downstairs, watching people.
And it was so real to her that she thought, there's not supposed to be anybody here.
She's a skeptic. So, yeah. She came in and goes, okay, I finally saw something. And that's what she reported, was a cowboy figure in the downstairs bar, which is kind of like a Prohibition era bar. It's a lot of that is original from the 1930s. That's where she claims she saw this character. There's just a lot of there's an elevator ghost, and people claim that the elevator on its own goes up to the fifth floor and the door opens and there's no one in it.
And how does the elevator just move on its own?
That's a good question.
You know?
Yeah. And we have a photo. I get varying answers when I ask what year this photo is from. It's in black and white. Someone said 1700s, but I don't think they were doing photos in 1700. Maybe middle 1850s. But I'm looking at the attire the people have on, and it looks more contemporary than that. But there is some kind of ghostly looking character, which was caught by accident when they were shooting a publicity photo for the lobby. You can see this person thing in the elevator.
And that's on your website.
It's on our website. Yeah. We also have that picture, in a frame when you check in, you can see it.
So you can go to their website and see that photo, and you can see it. I don't know what it is, but it definitely looks like there's something there.
Yeah. I don't know. Just have to make your own conclusions. But most people who stay, we get people who request room 506 intentionally, especially around Halloween. And we get people who request not to stay in it. So, and a lot of people who stay there, even when they don't know anything about the history of the hotel or supposed haunting, we get stories from one lady claimed that the floor creaked all night, she said, and she felt like there was someone else in the room with her. And she didn't know anything about the history or the hauntings or anything. And she was told the floor can't creak. It's solid concrete. And then she learned about the hauntings after that.
But she at first was like, there's something going on with that room.
A lot of people say that they feel another presence in the room. And people, when the hotel's quiet, if they're the only people up there, they claim they hear a lot of strange voices and noises, and their water bottles open without them opening them. Supposedly, we've had some of the candles in the hotel lit without anyone lighting them.
Now, that's dangerous.
maybe that's Quantrill. We don't know.
Well, good point. There were some bad guys in that area.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I'm always a bit of a skeptic myself, but, you know.
Do you find that the longer you've worked there that you are less of a skeptic or kind of a skeptical believer?
I would just say that I'm open-minded to anything. I really would want to see something stronger than the voices coming through my radio. If I could see something, I'm kind of a man of science, I would really need to see something that made me go, oh, wow, okay.
Now, you said that you keep a journal of all of the, is it employees and guests that have reported
it's
experience?
Mainly guests. Yeah, but we have had employees see things. Supposedly we have the chair that was Colonel Eldridge's favorite chair.
I was going to ask about that, and that's in the basement?
It's in the basement, and then it's up a stairwell, a really narrow old stairwell up into a storage room up there. And supposedly, and I've seen it, I've actually sat in it, it never gets dusty. One of our night people wanted to see the chair, and this is what he claims, that he went up to see the chair and he got halfway up the stairs and there was a figure sitting in the chair, and he ran back down the stairs and never went up there again.
Oh no, I wouldn't either. No. And I saw that The chair, it's a nice chair. It kind of surprised me that it was kept in the basement. And maybe that's why, because they had it upstairs at one time and there was a lot of activity around the chair. Maybe they're like, we got to move this.
Yeah, I don't know.
My
thought is maybe we should put it on display. We have down here in the basement area where our offices are, we have they're model replicas of the buildings of the hotel throughout its incarnations with a little write-up on each one. And we've got some old newspapers from that era, articles and a lot of old photographs from the 50s and 60s. But, you know, to me, we should put the chair down here. I think they probably would think that would open it up to people destroying it or something. I'm not sure.
I mean, you could figure out a way to put it on display and with a rope around it. Do not touch.
Yeah, do not touch. Do not sit in. I have sat in.
I sat in
on Halloween.
Did they dare you to do that? Or were you like, it's Halloween, I'm going to do it.
We had a little Halloween thing, and I just, I was dressed as the ghost of Colonel Eldridge, and I thought, well, that's pretty appropriate, just to sit in the chair.
And you lived through it, and you're okay.
Well, some would beg to differ.
you seem okay, I should say.
Relatively okay.
You know, one thing I've found with, you know, depending on the location, there are some hotels that people say there's activity in the hotels, and the hotel wants nothing to do with that. You can't find anything about it on their website or on their Facebook or socials. There's nothing. And you guys you have embraced that because, you know, all the people who want to stay in room 506, and there's some information on your website about it.
I think it goes hand in hand with the history here, because you would want to know why it's haunted. And that would make you maybe learn about the history. I think they just kind of, they go together. There's probably a certain percentage of people who won't stay here if they think it's haunted, but I think that's probably outweighed by the interest in the haunting itself.
Because see, that's why I've never stayed there. Because when I lived there right out of high school, I had heard rumors it was haunted way back then. And so when I've gone to visit over the years, I'm like, no, I'll stay at the Best Western or Super 8 or something. But it
is really haunted.
Yeah, because nobody haunts those. Yeah. But it is a beautiful hotel.
We had a book signing here by an author. I don't remember his name right now. It was a couple of years ago. But he wrote a book called Haunted Lawrence about all the different haunted buildings in this area. And I don't know if he talked about it in the book. I vowed to buy a copy and I haven't done it yet. But the entire town of Stull, down about 20 minutes away from here, is supposed to be haunted.
Well, and we've talked about Stull, Kansas on this show before.
Oh, have you?
Okay. Yeah, there was a guy who wrote a book on urban legends and stuff, but he went there and investigated it himself, and they say it's a portal to hell. But that is kind of in between Lawrence. It's near Lawrence and Topeka area.
Yeah, it's in between Lawrence and Topeka. The town of Stull, they really don't play that up at all because they get a lot of trouble from that reputation in their town.
And I think that from what I've heard, I've never tried to go look myself, but I've heard especially around Halloween time, they will bring in security to keep people from snooping around and digging around out there because they say it's a portal, a gateway to hell. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Gateway.
Yeah. 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 And I think within this year, they had some vandalism of some sort down there. So, you know, it can bring trouble. We've never had any issues like that at the hotel from our reputation of being one of the haunted hotels in America.
But it's not like you guys close it down for paranormal investigators, but I have seen some video of investigators there. And so my question to you is, since you got the job there as a skeptic, and now that you've worked there for a while, you've had little experience yourself, but you have heard all these other stories, and there's guests, there's a log book. I mean, then you had to realize this is pretty serious. We keep a log of this. What would you say? Do you think there's paranormal activity in the hotel?
And I don't rule it out. I certainly don't rule it out. I think that paranormal normal activity, you have to be careful with, you know, it's like chiropractors. There are good ones and then there are scientific ones. So there's probably some truth to it. I mean, certainly we don't know everything. I don't think we know much of anything, really. And that's why I just keep an open mind. For me personally, I don't think a haunting would be anything to be afraid of. I think that's for Hollywood. I find it more interesting and hopeful. I mean, it's like Bigfoot. I'd like to see Bigfoot. But I find it fascinating, and I'm really hopeful that it's true.
And when you hear the stories and when you read through the logbook, it's like, well, there's a lot of people that have had experiences here.
Yeah, one guest wrote a review saying something to the point that she was skeptical. She came in town for an interview and didn't sleep at all and wrote all these different things that took place during the night. And she said that that place is definitely haunted. And I was skeptical before I stayed there.
I read a review on TripAdvisor and it was like, this hotel is haunted.
Yeah, maybe that was the same one. But yeah, I mean, there are guests who come here and don't know anything about the reputation and come away with feeling like it's haunted. So I don't know. I guess for me personally, I've never felt fear from any kind of potential ghostly or haunting. Actually, when I was young, I lived in a house that I didn't know what took place in that house until I saw my house on Crime Stoppers. Oh. And yeah, I didn't live there that much longer after that.
That's a surprise.
But yeah, someone said, that's your house. Yeah, I was renting it. And it's like, oh, wow. And there had been some couple of really grisly things that happened in that house. And I will admit that I had some strange stuff happen in that house. I moved out because I found out that the grisly things that happened in that house were unsolved and they had not caught the person. So I didn't feel comfortable in there. And not just, because of the haunting, but because of...
Right. But knowing that stuff. Something like that happened where you're sleeping at night and...
Yeah. And I wondered why there were sections of the carpet cut out and stuff, you know, and a couple holes in the floor.
Did it really have carpet cut out?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's what's funny. When you look back at things like that now, it wasn't like, yeah, this is a good place. I mean, there's holes in the carpet, but other than that.
Yeah, they cut a section of carpet out for some reason. But
where,
other than that,
where can I sign the lease? Sign me up for this.
And I did. They didn't divulge it, so yeah.
And did they offer to replace it? Like, I know that we're working on this. we're going to get
you
something.
I didn't really say much about it, you know, and I was young and I was, you know, on a different level then. It would be different now, but I was like, yeah, this will do.
It's just so funny, the things when you're young. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I don't question that.
No. Yeah.
Well, I would recommend to anybody a trip to Lawrence, Kansas, because it's a really incredible, and it's not far from Topeka, Kansas City, so it's super easy to get to. But and when you're there, book a room at the Eldridge, because I think it would be a really interesting place to stay.
They're all suites and they're all spacious. And yeah, the rooms are really, really nice here.
I think people would love it, especially knowing the history too. It's just, even if nothing happens to you there, it's an incredible historical area.
Absolutely.
And Dennis, thanks so much for your time. This has been a great conversation today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been fun.
And that wraps up our conversation about the Eldridge Hotel with Dennis Sneed. For more information about the hotel, visit their website, eldridgehotel.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts and you can try it for 3 days free. You can also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there, also all ad-free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thanks for listening.